You're with SBS Radio.
Hi listeners, my name is Avneet and joining us today on the phone line is Mr. George Bailey, Cricket Australia's chairperson of the National Selection Panel. Mr. Bailey, welcome to SBS.
Thank you.
Well, the Ashes and the World Test Championship final are fast approaching and you've unveiled a 17-player squad for the first three tests of this winter's highly anticipated England tour. Now, a lot of exciting times ahead for cricket fans around the globe. So, if I had to ask you, Mr. Bailey, what goes behind the selection process and what matters when so much is at stake?
Well, I think it's always a bit of a build-up from what's happened in the past as well. So, you know, the World Test Championship, both India and Australia have performed really consistently over 18 months, 2 years. I venture to say that on the back of that is because of how, the core group of players that both teams have at their disposal. So, first and foremost, you know, you're putting those guys together, and then a lot of it just comes down to the conditions you think you might be facing, or how long a tour might be, and then finally, you know, if there's any specific things that you might think might be helpful against the opposition you're coming up against.
Mm-hmm. So, how's the England tour different from the team's most recent stint in India? How does it affect the selection of players, and do you think the conditions are different, and that's what matters?
Yeah, conditions are very different. I mean, conditions are different wherever you go, and conditions can be different even from ground to ground in England. So flexibility within the squad is really important. Clearly, in India, we played on wickets that were very conducive to spin. So we had a squad that was full of spinners. We played a number of test matches with just one fast bowler. In England, you're much more likely to go in with a more traditional makeup of three or four fast bowlers and probably back to one spinner. So that's obviously taken into consideration when you're putting the squad together.
Mm-hmm. And after facing India in a mouth-watering clash in London, I'm sure the men will look to become the first Australian side to win an Ashes series on the English soil since 2001. So what do you think are their prospects, and are there any special preparations, trainings being made?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because it's a winter tour. We have sort of have players spread all around the globe. We've got a number of players who are playing in England, playing county cricket at the moment. We have a number of players playing in the most recent edition of the IPL in India, in the T20 competition. And then we've got a number of players who are having a bit of downtime at the end of an Australian summer, and they'll start to have a few camps up in Brisbane as we get closer to departing. So, given the nature, I think, of international schedules now, you don't get too much time at the starts of tours, so we'll get together only about a week or maybe 10 days before that World Test Championship final in the UK and settle in and, just make sure we hit the ground running.
Well, let's address the elephant in the room. David Warner will return to England for his fourth and presumably last Ashes tour this winter. Well, he is a modern legend of the game, but he's still kind of searching for his maiden test century on the English soil. So do you think he'll be able to bring some magic back to the field?
Well, if anyone can, fully expected to be David, given what he's done for this team over, you know, such a long period of time. So, been chatting to him a lot, very, very invested in what's coming up. And, I know that he's the one thing that, I think you're mad to do is write off David Warner. He thrives on that sort of pressure and being written off and proving people wrong. So, hopefully everyone stays on his back and he can let his bat do the talking once the test matches start.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure fans are really looking forward to seeing their favourite player back in the field. And now, Mr. Bailey, Usman Khawaja is included in the squad. He will be one of the openers. And we'd like to know about his resurgence since coming back to the top of the order and what you think has helped him flourish. And also, I'd like to, we sincerely hope he's moved away from the recent visa debacle.
Uz is a very, very relaxed and laid-back individual. So he took the visa stuff in his stride and with a big smile on his face. I think that also speaks to his resurgence. You know, I think he's always been a highly, highly talented player, and he's probably had to wait longer than he would have liked to get a really good run. In the Australian team, he's flexible. He's batted in the middle order in the past. He's batted at the top. He's having some great success at the top, and Has been a really important member of this team for the last couple of years in that role. And I think he takes each day and each match with a great attitude. He enjoys the moment. He doesn't get too caught up in his own individual performance day in, day out, or the result. He knows that he's very grateful for the opportunity that he's getting, and he's enjoying it, and he certainly tries to impart that attitude to the rest of the team as well, which is great.
Oh, well, we are enjoying him seeing on the field. And all-rounder Mitchell Marsh is back in the frame for Test cricket for the first time in 4 years. Now, in recent weeks, he was seen bowling with Delhi Capitals at the ongoing Indian Premier League. So what are your expectations from him?
Hopefully he's back and available as a genuine all-rounder. That would be really important. That's really important for us. It's great to have that depth in the all-rounder skill set. They just offer so much flexibility within the team. So, fingers crossed we get Mitch to a position where he's available on that front. I think he hasn't played a great deal of red ball cricket over the last couple of years, but when he has, he's really had an impact. Guys love having him in and around the team, so that's going to be fantastic. And it just adds a different dynamic to what that squad looks like.
And the most anticipated question, Mr. Bailey, Australia plays India in the World Test Championship final at the Oval from June 7 to 11 before they head for the first Ashes Test against England. Now, we understand that the team will be trimmed to a 15-player squad for the ICC World Test Championship final, and it will be, I understand, named in May. So should we expect any surprises, any recalls there?
No, it'll most definitely come from out of the 17 man squad that we've got over there. So I think it's an ICC requirement. I think we'll just part of the 15 or the 17 man squad will certainly encompass what that squad looks like. If there are any injuries through the guys that are playing in England or India, we can obviously make a change up until that date and even post that. If you can show due medical cause, you can make a change as well. So plenty of options there, and once we land on the ground and sort of get a look at what the conditions might be like, we'll trim that down.
And Mr. Bailey, before we let you go, two of the most formidable test teams, India, Australia, will go head to head in the ultimate test, the final of the ICC World Test Championship in June. Now, do you think we'll be able to bring the coveted title home?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, I think, but I imagine both teams have that desire, so there's nothing new in that. I think both teams have been, incredibly well-performed over the last 18 months, 2 years. I think the conditions suit both teams, and I think both teams are well-balanced, so it should be a fascinating contest.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Bailey, for your time and this exciting conversation. We wish the team all the luck and look forward to some nail-biting contests ahead.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're with SBS Radio.